back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
It's so nice to be back from the fast-paced world of Lawrence, Kansas.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Dude, we just got a Walmart.
Jerry, I am going to kick you in the ass. What's wrong with you, dude?
I was filling in some, Tim. I had to write some stuff.
Please,
I got a lot of stuff going on right now.
You know what? I'm going to say this again, and I haven't said this since Whitman was here. But this show, the material we put on every night, A++++++. The technical end of the show, F-. And I can't imagine why anyone could listen to this for 3 hours. With the F-ups in there, and the timing, the mic's not on, the wrong spots being played, it is just like high school radio. It's like Birmingham High School Radio. And again, folks, if you want to tune out of the show because you can't stand it technically, I completely understand. I try to do that on a nightly basis as well. Jerry, please stop with thinking about that stupid video game tonight, and just do your job, dude. All right, Gina Grad with the news, everybody. Nice to see you back.
Thank you so much. Nice to be back.
All right, you just got a Walmart there in Kansas City?
Yes. Oh,
Jesus.
Tim,
look at you.
It's like a little slice of heaven.
I went to Walmart last night out in Valencia. I drove from the Valley out to Valencia, 22 miles, to go to a really clean, brand-new Walmart out there. A superstore.
Yeah,
they have the food and all kinds of crap in there.
It's
I love
so great.
It.
Did you stay there all day?
My daughter and I spent 2 hours in there.
I knew that was where you took your daughter for
nothing. And I just keep looking at stuff going, how is that $2? How is that trash can $2? How is that that digital clock $5? How does that happen?
Did you walk out with anything?
Yeah, we walked out with $200 worth of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, we went for it. And $200 worth of stuff is like, three carts.
Yeah, a couple of trips.
You know, I saw a guy today, speaking of carts, I saw a homeless guy, and he was pulling a Home Depot cart, and he had attached another Home Depot cart to the back of it, and he had two carts worth of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, is that like the SUV of homelessness? I mean, is that guy like better off than other homeless guys?
Right.
Because he has two carts worth of stuff?
Does he help other homeless guys out?
I don't know.
Does he
get decent mileage with two carts like that? But I felt bad for the guy, but I also felt bad for, like, Home Depot. I mean, they can't keep these carts around. Every time you look around, there's another guy pushing these carts around.
You know, they do give homeless people tickets for stealing carts.
They do?
I've been in court with them.
It usually
gets thrown out, and I have to stay.
I bet those are always collected on. The guys always show up.
Well, this guy did show up, and there was a couple of them, and he was homeless. And they're like, Mr. So-and-so, did you steal a cart? And he was, like, messing around with his cell phone, because I guess it would make sense he doesn't have a landline. And they go, do you have a cart? Huh? Yeah. Dude, he's homeless. You're excused.
Yeah,
and he just walks
and
never even looked up.
All right. What's happening in the news today?
So much. First,
is that right?
Oh, you have no idea. President George W. Bush tried his hand at stand-up comedy recently as he spoke at the White House Correspondents' annual dinner. Mm. And in this first clip, Bush gave a nod to the popular 3 a.m. wake-up call ad, which I know you enjoy.
Love that.
And tied that into his daughter's future wedding plans. And we have a clip of that.
All right, here we go. President Bush doing stand-up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please excuse me if I'm a little sleepy. 3 a.m. this morning, the red phone rang. It's a damn wedding planner.
Right, not bad. Right, I guess who's getting married, Jenna?
I think it's Barbara.
Barbara?
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? She's the daughter of the President of the United States, right? And she could be married on the front lawn of the White House.
Yeah.
How many kids on the planet have the access to that?
Has that ever happened?
I don't know. But they offered that to her, and she said no. She wanted to go back to Texas and have it there on the ranch.
She's down home girl.
How wealthy are those people? Where you like, you turn down the White House as a reception.
Not enough seating.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, anything else in the news,
yes,
Gina Grad?
Well, in this second clip, the president speculated as to why the other presidential candidates weren't at the dinner with him.
All right, here we go. Why Barack Obama and McCain and Clinton weren't there.
Next year, a new president will be standing up here. I have to say, I'm kind of surprised we don't have more presidential candidates here tonight, like any. Senator McCain's not here. He probably wanted to distance himself from me a little bit. You know, he's not alone. Jenna's moving out, too. The two Democratic candidates aren't here either. Senator Clinton couldn't get into the building because of sniper fire, and Senator Obama's at church.
Oh, boy. All right.
Some good writers.
There they go. Yeah, next year will be somebody new there. All right. All right, anything else in the news there, Jim?
Yes, Madonna was on Good Morning America recently talking about the good fortune that has been bestowed upon her during her career. Hmm. She went on to explain why she felt so compelled to finally start a family over a decade ago. And we have a clip from that interview.
All right, here we go.
I think having children and having a family forces you to think about people besides yourself. I mean, you don't really have a choice. I think I just got to a point in my life where I thought, you know, I have so much, and it's a great tragedy if I don't use what I have to make the world a better place.
All right, please, baby.
It's a great tragedy.
Yeah, I know. It's such a tragedy that, you know, there's something, there's some stink that goes along with whenever you give to charity, you do something for charity, and then you tell the world.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like the guy at a 7-Eleven who gets back 8 cents from a Snickers, and he's like, hey, I think I'm going to give this to Jerry's kids.
Put that in the give a penny, take a penny.
Yeah, take a look at me. Look at this. Little Jerry's kids. Some kid can get a wheelchair now. Very good. All right. Anything else in the news?
Yes. Well, beaches along the San Diego, California coast will be closed. They were actually closed all weekend after a 66-year-old man was fatally attacked by what authorities suspect was a great white shark. Retired,
is that right?
Yes. Retired veteran Dave Martin was pronounced dead shortly after the incident, which occurred about 7 a.m. Friday at Solana Beach in California. And we have some audio from one of the witnesses from this tragic incident.
Oh, boy. All right. So the shark attack wiped this dude out.
Wiped him out.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And people witnessed this. Wow, that's got to be a tragedy. All right. Here it is. The shark attack in San Diego, man.
I was out surfing and about 200 yards north of me. Heard someone scream, a woman's voice scream, and looked over, and there was some commotion in the water, some people scrambling around, and then heard someone yell out quite loud, you know, shark as well, and started making my way over there, and by that time I got over there, some of the victim's friends were pulling him from the water, and the victim had been struck by a very large shark. I mean, it was, you know, from his knees all the way to his ankles, and, you know, had it not been for his wetsuit, you know, it probably would have severed his legs. So it was pretty severe.
Oh, yeah, that does sound severe.
Well, the way he makes it sound like the guy didn't die. Like, oh, thank God it didn't sever his leg. Well, I'm sure the man would have rathered a severed leg than, you know, be dead.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard again on radio, and I'm not going to say what station this was, but every time there's a tragedy like this, you hear these clowns on the radio or on TV, and they always say the dumbest thing on the planet. He died what he loved doing.
Yeah.
He died what he loved doing. Did he really love getting eaten by a shark?
Yeah.
Is that what he died? Loved doing that?
Remember that little girl who was like 7 years old and flew a plane and crashed it because she's seven?
Yeah.
Well, she died flying, and that's what she loved to do.
She died what she loved doing, throwing a plane into a house and burning to death.
God.
It's like when John Denver died. You know, he died in an experimental plane that he was, I think he built himself up in Monterey. And they always say, well, he died what he loved doing. Running out of gas and hitting the ocean at 200 miles an hour, that's love,
not
huh?
Not my idea of a good time.
All right. Anything else in the news,
yes.
Gina Gray?
Well, finally, bombshell actress and some would say national treasure, PETA activist Pamela Anderson appeared on Larry King Live over the weekend and gave Larry some wonderful news about her struggle with hepatitis C. As you'll hear, Larry was a bit befuddled, but nonetheless happy for Pam, and we have some audio
okay.
of this.
All right. It's Pamela Lee Anderson and Larry King.
Oh, boy. Well, we know about the hepatitis. We discussed that at length on the show once.
Yes, we did.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Actually, I just went to my doctor, Dr. Huizenga. He took all my blood work and went through all my tests, and I hadn't really been to him in a year and a half, and said he's never seen me healthier. He said it's a miracle, and, you know, I don't really work out a lot. I walk, and, you know, I play sports with my kids, but he said you're in the best shape I've ever seen you in. You're 40 years old, and you're... Your liver's in great shape. All your blood work came back really well.
So the hepatitis is gone?
It's not gone, no. No, but it's safe.
Yeah, the hepatitis.
It was hard for her than for you.
The she took hepatitis Band-Aids.
Yeah.
And, the hepatitis has left the body, Larry. It's one of those things. It's just like a mole. You can have it extracted or frozen off.
Right, with a little laser point.
So the hepatitis is gone?
Well, no.
Jesus Christ.
It's not gone, no. No, but it's...
It'll never be gone, right?
It has disappeared.
I love the guy. So it's gone? No, it's not gone. No, it'll never be gone.
No, Uncle Larry.
My second instinct is correct. A second ago, I asked you if it would disappear, and now my second one is, it'll be there forever? He went from, is it gone, to it'll be there forever in let's see how many seconds.
Really,
so the hepatitis is gone?
One, it's not gone, no.
Two,
no, but it's...
It'll never be gone, right?
Four seconds. It took the guy 4 seconds ago. Is it gone? No, it's not gone. It'll be there forever, and your kids and your grandkids will have it. An amazing man.
Uncle Larry.
It's not gone, no. No, but it's...
It'll never be gone, right?
It has disappeared in some cases.
Really?
You know, yeah. So I'm treating it homeopathically. Doing really well. He told me he went through everything, and he said the only thing he thinks it really that me being vegetarian really helps me staying in such good shape.
All right. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. It's a turnoff, man. Anytime you, even with a chick who's as hot as Pam Anderson, if you knew she had hepatitis, you'd stay away.
Really?
Right? Wouldn't you?
Well, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Pamela Anderson wants to go out for a night on the town, but she has the hep.
And I know she has it?
Yeah, no sale.
I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. Why would I want hepatitis for the rest of my life?
Well, I mean, there's a chance you'll get it, but it's not 100%. You wouldn't take that risk to be with Pamela Anderson?
But while you're in the limo with her, aren't you thinking about it? And when you're in dinner with her, aren't you thinking about it?
A little bit.
Or at the movies, you're thinking about it?
Well, not
How
even,
about when you're having sex with
see,
her?
See, that's what I'm saying. Not
now
even
you're really
the movies.
Thinking about it. How could you enjoy yourself having sex with a woman who you know, every time you look at her, you know that she has hepatitis?
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of other people would say, I'll take the risk. I mean, she's a little wrecked. Don't get me wrong. She's had a couple rough years, but she's still Pamela Anderson. So I'm sure some people will take the risk.
Yeah, I think those guys who take the risk are, you know, guys who are taking a lot of risks in life. And I'm just not there yet.
Right.
No, but these are the guys that are, you know, 25 years and younger. Those guys take a lot of risks.
Right.
You ever seen these guys, you know, skiing and, you know, snow skiing and snowboarding and skating. I mean, those guys are all under 25 who take all those, you know, crazy
right.
risks.
And as Scott Sandlin will tell us, it's because the part
the
of their brain
hasn't developed. Yeah,
that
fully developed.
Punishment and consequences.
That's exactly
isn't
right. Look at you with your Scott Sandlin references. No, I think I'd pass on Pam. But you know what? I bet it's mutual.
I'll
bet if Pam Anderson knew I didn't have herpes or didn't have hepatitis, she would think about that all night.
Here's a question, though. What if you had a gun to your head and the person said, you have to have sex with Pamela Anderson or Larry King right now? Which way would you swing?
Well,
the gun is an option, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough option as well. It's, you know, if you say Larry King, then everyone thinks you're an a-hole for the rest of your life. But if you say, you know, if you go with Pam... I think Pam.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't think I can. I just don't think I can get it up for Larry again.
How about this? Again?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? Having sex with Pamela Anderson or going to Nate Nowell's with Larry?
Pam? Reservation for two. Me and Larry at Nate Nowell's.
Having the Larry King matzo bread with a sliced tomato.
Spit all over me or, you know, those big straps, and I'll just sit there and ask some questions about, I don't know, Jerry Seinfeld.
And Snoop.
Ask if Seinfeld's show was canceled or... Did he quit? All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
Gina Grad, everybody. With
the news with Gina Grad.
Seriously, Walmart.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you 8.5 minutes.
There you go, everybody. All right, folks, we have two very talented doctors that are coming in, and they could possibly help you and save your life. Dr. Seamus and also Dr. Fodd, they're both coming in, and these guys do miracle work for a lot of people who have bad vision. And my wife is living proof that this is a decent crew with two great doctors. The Laser Eye Center. My wife went through it 10 years ago, and she has amazing vision. She used to have to look at, pick up an alarm clock and put it right in front of her face in order to take a look at it. And these guys gave her back her vision and her happiness again. And my marriage would not have lasted as long without the Laser Eye Center, I'll tell you that. Dr. Seamus and Dr. Fodd, nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you.
Look at the two of you. Yeah, and when I say nice to see you, that is nice to see you. I can see you.
And nice to know you're still married.
Yes. Well, you guys, I tell you, if it wasn't for the Laser Eye Center, I'd have been divorced 5 years ago.
That's great.
You know,
that's real.
That's how you should sell your spots. You want to keep your marriage together? Call the Laser Eye Center. But anyway, you guys do laser eye surgery. Has it improved? Has it changed over the last 10 years, the techniques you use?
Oh, definitely.
Is that right?
Laser eye surgery has drastically changed over the past 10 years.
Right.
And specifically with the LASIK procedure, I'm going to get a little bit technical with you.
Right.
Basically, we don't use anymore the blade. We use what we call all laser LASIK at this point.
Wow.
And the way we do it, there is a laser called the femtosecond, which is the
latest. What's it called? Femtosecond?
Femtosecond laser.
Right.
And this is the latest FDA-approved technology to create the flap with no cut.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. All right.
And then this, you have the second one, which is called custom cornea, is to create the treatment for your cornea specifically. It's called custom treatment.
All right. Now, who is eligible for this? You have to have, is it farsighted, nearsighted?
Anybody we can treat, nearsighted, farsighted, people with astigmatism, really anybody who wears glasses or contacts are candidate. They have to go through a screening process, but anybody who wears contact or glasses are potentially candidate for the surgery.
I see. Look at that. You know, I just saw in India, I don't know if you saw this, but you guys are both doctors here. I'm sure you keep up on this. But there was this girl born with two faces. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She had four eyes and two mouths and two nose. Would she have to pay double for the surgery?
we'll give her a discount.
No, we'll give a discount.
We'll give discounts too.
Buy one, get one free.
All right. So she gets her four eyes done for two.
Yes.
Just in case when she gets older, she can't see very well.
She has nothing to worry about.
All right. So now, is it still, it's an outpatient procedure. And how long does the whole thing take? When my wife did it, she was in the office for, I think, an hour.
Well, now the procedure has completely changed. I would say from in and out, the patient shouldn't stay more than an hour in the whole process. The surgery time is a couple of minutes.
Right.
And this is due to the technology that we have been using lately, which is called the wave light technology. It's a new machine that can deliver the treatment with very high speed. And this machine called the Allegretto Wave Light Technology operates at 400 hertz, which is extremely fast.
Right.
And basically the treatment that used to take 3 minutes, now we can do it in 6 to 8 seconds.
Will the lasers ever be powerful enough where they don't have to show up at your office, you can just direct it towards their house?
No. Do it by remote, you mean?
Yeah. You just pointed towards Anaheim, and everyone in Anaheim gets the treatment.
My wife would love that. We can take more vacation. I can operate from somewhere else.
All right. Now, what is the competitive advantage of going with the Laser Eye Center as opposed to everybody else?
Many folds. The main advantage is we've been doing LASIK for the past 20 years. We pioneered the LASIK procedure. That's all we do. 99.9% of our business is refractive surgery, basically LASIK surgery. We offer latest FDA-approved technology, all laser LASIKs using Allegretto laser, which means patients are back to work next day.
Right.
We offer Saturday surgery. People can go back, relax. By Monday, they go back to work. And we offer the experience of our surgeons. Most of us, we have done more than 200,000 cases.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, my wife had it done at the Newport Beach office, and she was back to work at 2 p.m. that day. They recommended she not go to work, but she had a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, we'd like them to take one day off work, and if they have it on Saturday by basically they can do their post-op care on Sunday.
Right.
And back to work on Monday. And one thing I would like to add, that our screening for patients for refractive surgery or LASIK is done by doctors in-house. And our post-op care is done by the same doctors and by us in-house.
Oh, I see.
So basically the whole
package. It's a one-stop shop.
It's a,
right.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. And there's always 24 hours a day, the surgeon is on call, so he's available to handle any questions, any complication it may arise by the doctor who operated on you.
All right. Now, what's the most extreme case that you've seen? I mean, is somebody been like 1,500 and you brought him back to 2020? What's the widest range?
Well, let me share this small story with you.
Perfect.
I had this lady, in our terminology, it was like minus 10. Minus 10, she couldn't see.
Oh, she was ugly?
No.
Oh, that guy? Not that minus 10. All right,
okay.
All right.
And she couldn't see just really across the room. She couldn't recognize anybody.
Right.
And we did the surgery within minutes. And when she stood up, she started crying.
Wow.
And she hugged me after the procedure. And this was an emotional moment for her.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's that is pretty emotional. But don't you recommend that they don't cry because the saline gets into their...
We don't recommend
to go a week or two without crying?
But we make exceptions.
All right. Dr. Seamus and Dr. Fahd, 1-800-80-LASER is the phone number. Now, let's talk about the special you guys are offering real quickly. And... it is 0% down and 0% financing until 2010. So you put no money down whatsoever.
That's correct.
And you pay a monthly fee, and as long as you pay it off in 2 years, there's no interest.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to have it done.
Even though you don't need it.
I don't need it, but it sounds like such a great deal.
It sounds like such a great deal.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't pass up 0% financing on anything. If I see that, I'm on board.
That's great.
No, I don't need it yet, but, you know, I'll be there one day. I just recently went to an optometrist, and he said to me, I went with my wife, and she had her eyes checked, and she was fine. And my daughter was there, and I was there, and the guy checked my vision. He was going back and forth, one or two, and he said to me in front of my daughter, he says, I don't want you to be emotional. And I said, do I have cancer in both eyes? And he says, no. I said, I'm about to die in an hour. He said, no. He said, you need reading glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, who do you deal with every day where you thought that was going to get me emotional? What kind of men are you dealing with? I have no idea. You know, who gets emotional over that? It's reading glasses. So I got to have reading glasses every now and then. But can you do something about that? I mean, you know, let's say I don't want reading glasses anymore. You guys could patch me up, huh?
There are surgeries to accommodate what's called presbyopia, which means reading glasses after the age of 40. There's LASIK procedures, what's called monovision, where one eye is corrected for far, one eye corrected for close-up. There's no one surgery that will do both.
Right.
There are other surgeries also where we can go inside the eye and do what's called change the lens inside the eye and use accommodated lenses. But the technology yet for presbyopia, it's still in its infancy and it's not there yet.
Now, I know they have colored contacts where, you know, some chicks like blue eyes, so they put in the blue contacts. Are we going to get to a day, an era, a stage where you can permanently put those contacts in so you can really change the color of somebody's eyes for good?
Well, let me put it this way. If we had this discussion 10 years ago about the technology we have here about LASIK, I can tell you anything is possible
in
the future.
Now, when did you guys stop using the knives, the razors, to cut the eyes?
I would say a year and a half.
About 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Is that right?
2 years ago, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful then.
Yeah.
All right, so it's less invasive.
Well, it's less invasive, and the number one factor why patients, you know, are afraid of LASIK is fear. They're afraid, you know, and this takes away the fear factor because it's very safe, faster recovery, and the patient don't like the fact that, you know, you're doing flap with a blade. So we provided this technology, and the results have been phenomenal.
All right, and you guys are the two doctors, so you always have to get a good night's sleep before you get in there, huh?
Right.
Never like me up until 3 a.m. completely bombed, right?
And we have with us a wonderful team of optometrists, doctors, you know, patient counselors, you know, to assist us in this amazing field.
Right. I also noticed that the both of you have very calm hands. that nobody's shaking or, you know, there's no nervousness going on. And that's what you want in a surgeon. You want a guy who's in the zone when he's operating on you.
Right. Absolutely.
You want somebody who has a lot of experience, not just to do the procedure, to avoid complication, and if there should be any complication, to be able to treat these complications. Mm-hmm. So you want the experience, and that's what the Laser Eye Center provides.
All right, take a quick call here. Andre in West L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Hi, doctors.
You got a quick question?
Hi, Andre.
Yeah, I did. What is the difference? Well, if you were to get the procedure done, is it done on individual eyes and then that one eye recuperates and then you go back for the next eye?
No, I think you do both eyes at the same time.
Yeah, 99% of the cases, almost 100% of the cases, we do both eyes at the same time.
Right, okay. All right, folks, call this number, 1-800-80-LASER, 1-800-80-LASER. Dr. Seamus and Dr. Fodd, you guys personally operate, right? So if these guys call, you'll be their surgeon.
We do the surgeries.
Look at that.
One of us will be there.
All right. The best guys to have, 1-800-80-LASER, lasereyecenter.com, lasereyecenter.com. 0% down, 0% financing until 2010. So even if you don't need it, call them and take advantage of this offer. 1-800-80-LASER, 1-800-80-LASER. L-A-S-E-R. No, of course, you only call if you need it. 1-800-80-LASER, lasereyecenter.com. Dr. Fodd and Dr. Seamus, thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Major studs, and
you're
changing the lives of a lot of people. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.